Good morning. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to the Analyst Day of De Longhi Group. I am Massimo Garavaglia, the CEO of De Longhi, and I would like to take the opportunity today to guide you through our medium-term plan. We have prepared an agenda that we start with myself presenting and giving a bit of a highlight on what we have achieved in the course of last year in preparation to the future. And we take then 2.5 hours with my team guiding you through different topics that will be very important to understand our plan. And that should take around 2.5 hours, leaving then room for Q&A for another 30 minutes. And we expect to close at 11:30. At 12 o'clock. The presentation will give you information and some insight, not only on the numbers, but I hope you will appreciate on the quality of the work that we are doing and that we plan to do in the future. We'll cover initially part related to the commercial strategy with the specific focus on the what we are doing on the digital. After that, the brand communication linked to the NPD showing our efforts to step up in the communication of our brands and supporting the launches of our product. Industrial platform, specifically on the investment that we are doing in our manufacturing footprint and also, of course, in the on supply chain side, becoming more and more important. Marco later on will give you a summary of including the numbers of our 3 years plan with the objective that we set for ourselves, and I will finish myself specifically talking about the allocation of the capital and a bit of view also on how we support the organic growth, but also the external growth. I like to start with presenting the team that will then with me will be with me today, and is a team of manager long standing in De Longhi with a strong experience in the industry, but also with a very wide international experience. Each of them will present himself while talking. Now, let me start with last year, and I would like to put it in a perspective on the achievements that we had last year, but also to put it a bit in a perspective on how we see that for the preparation of the future. So last year, our company has been really tested on the resilience due to the very challenging environment. But we were able to deliver strong results that we have communicated in this period while preparing and working on developing a plan for the future. So it was a very important year for us, and I would like a bit to comment on that. I listed here some of the achievements that we had, both on the economic side with delivering on the top line, on the margin and EBITDA, but also from the release that we made on the cash generation, and at the same time stepping up with the investment to become more efficient, to become more flexible on the supply supply chain, and prepare ourselves for the future on the commercial side, investment on the brand, investment on the digital area. All the presentation later on will cover also this part as an evolution from what has been delivered in the course of 2020. 2020, that you know, landed with an organic growth close to 14%, that is showing the continuous growth path of De'Longhi coming from the past. And in the course of the year, obviously, we had quarter by quarter a different pattern of growth, also coming from a challenging environment that obviously has been somehow creating some disruptive situation, as we all know, that I believe we as De'Longhi, we have been managing quite well. Now, having said that, this has been resulting also in a significant increase on our profitability that will be the base on which we want to build the future, with an increase of nearly 30% on the EBITDA. And at the same time, we will stress it, we will come back on that, we mentioned it already several times, we have decided as a long-term plan to invest more on our brand as a strategy to reinforce the brand, to reinforce the awareness of our brand, as a strategy linked also to our effort to expand our presence in the digital world. The team will come back on that, and this is an important part of our long-term view of growth for De'Longhi, where we cover this year the first 3 years till 2023, an investment that we plan to do have an horizon that is even longer than that. And we are very convinced that we have a very strong brand in our portfolio that deserve to be supported very well. And we have seen already a big sign of return from the consumer. Now, the core of our business, as you know, and you will see it reflected also in the pair of our future, is clearly defined. And we believe is very healthy. So this is coming from choices made by the company in the past that put the long in the right space, in our opinion, strategically in the right space. On one side, in the food preparation, 10 years CAGR growth of nearly 7%. On the other side, as you know, on the coffee machine and the espresso that has seen a growth 8.5% in the past CAGR in the past 10 years. So we believe we are in a very well space. We are playing a very well space. And it's a space where, in the categories where we see a lot of dynamism, so with a lot of activity from the different player, stimulating the consumer, clear switch, and we want to benefit from that, a clear switch towards the premium brands. I will come back also later on this. And at the same time, a home experience that has been obviously favored by the current situation of the lockdowns, but is a trend that is pushed by other changes in the consumer behavior, like, for example, the more attention for the freshness, for the nutrition part of the ingredient, that is then translated also with us, with the coffee machine, starting from fresh beans, with food preparation, starting from fresh ingredients. We see the newer, younger generation, but all the market that is moving more toward this trend of freshness, trend of nutrition of the ingredients, and the fact that you can do it at home, having experience at home, using our machine is a clear trend, and we want to capitalize on that. Now, in these categories, De'Longhi has been performing, and we want to continue to do that in the future. We want to reinforce our position as number one in the espresso market. The same goes in the food preparation with strong brands like Kenwood and Braun. I show you here the evolution of our market share in the areas that we are measuring, where we grew both in coffee to nearly 35% and in the food preparation up to 15.3%. At the same time, if we zoom in on the food preparation, we see that with Kenwood, that is a very important brand for us with a very large portfolio where we are launching, we have a strong pipeline of new product, we are capturing the higher part of the market, the premium part of the market, from medium to high part of the market. And that's where we believe there is a growth, where we believe there is the opportunity to capitalize on in the future. Now, having said that, all this is coming and will be part of our plan in the future with a very strict commercial policy that has been initiated a couple of years ago, that we want to continue in a very strict manner to avoid any erosion of our margin. Will be very important, as you know, in this year, in the next year, to make sure that we pass the cost increase coming eventually from the raw material or from the supply chain. And this commercial policy is in place all over the world and is becoming very effective. And you see here the results that we had in the past year, including 2020. And that moves our strategy to say we don't want to compete on price. We want to focus on the innovation, new product, new technology that we are launching, new features in our product, and on the other side, more investing on our brand and communicating on our brands. Now, all these would have not been happening in last year without having our people that are the backbone of our success do a great job in a very challenging environment. People that have been, you know, recognized for the tremendous job that they've been doing, starting with the people in the plants, in the supply chain, that have been suffering a lot for what it was happening, but really they did a great job, a fantastic job to support our product. At the same time, with a lot of respect for the community where we are established a bit all over the world, and we do even more now, you will see in the future on that. And of course, with a specific attention to our clients, also on their side, they are changing a bit that we're working, the model, distribution model, and so on. We are partnering with them, and we got a lot of support from them, a lot of support on our strategy, and we see more and more in the these months, and hopefully also in the future. Now, having said that, I want to introduce you a bit to how we see our medium-term plan, and then some of these things you will see that are taken in the presentation that follow. On one side, we have a long-term vision. As I said, we have a plan for the next 3 years that will be focused very much on the execution of what we planned, but the vision is a vision of the longer term for a company like De'Longhi. Is really founded on very solid value that they come from the family that has founded the company, the family that owns the majority of the company, that is bringing the organization very strong value. And we want to stick to that. We want to stay ourselves in developing this plan. At the same time, we are very proud of our brands, and we believe that our brands that deserve investment to support it, and they have a strong recognition and awareness with our consumer. We have seen a big sign of preference for the consumer towards our brands and our proposition. Execution will be the key words. You will see it back again. We'll talk a lot about that. We have clear plan details that they are spread all over our organization, different geographies and so on. And we have a system in place, monitoring system in place, to make sure that there will be a stronger execution of what we did. So trying to say we work as we talk. At the same time, more and more we develop on a sustainable in a sustainable way. Sustainable growth, sustainability is coming more and more in our daily operation. We have a plan. We will present what we have been doing with our report on sustainability in a few months, as we always do. But also we are planning to step up on that. And you will see some signs when we talk about operation, the presentation of operation of Nicola, you will see some information about that. The plan is identifying clear core pillar on which we want to focus ourselves. At the same time, is putting the consumer at the center of our strategy. And with this consumer, we want to start a new journey, because things have been changing. Also the situation, the current situation, has been changing the behavior of people. There will be smart working that is becoming more a norm in all over the world. Consumers are looking at digital in a different way. So we want to enter in a journey in a different way. We have investment specific for that, and we believe that there are a lot of opportunity for us. Of course, e-commerce and digital are a must, and they are big part of important part of our investment. We want also to remain with focused on our organic growth, but at the same time, if there are opportunities, I will come back later in my final presentation, we want to look at the external world to enhance our growth. And finally, all the investment that we are planning to do, they have an objective on the short term, but also an objective on the long term. We will never do anything that is just benefit the short term if we believe that is not creating value in the long horizon, because De'Longhi is a company that has a vision, is a company that has a family behind, that has a long-term view of our business. So this is in essence what is behind the plan. We will try to give you some quality information in the presentation that are coming. Obviously, as you can imagine, the plan then goes down more granular into all the organization, much more details, but I hope that we can give you a good glance of what we want to do in what we are doing and what we want to do in the future in these 3 hours together. Now, having said that, a summary of with the small temple, we call it a small temple, of what we want to do. You see it here, we clearly identify, and there are plans on how we want to develop our 2 pillars being coffee and food preparation. And you would appreciate that some investment that we recently announced that will come back later are definitely in that area. US and Asia at the same time are a critical important focus for us in the future. We have things ongoing there. We will come back on that in the future presentation. Some investment, as you know, also in terms of acquisition have been specifically covering that part, but there is more coming there, and I think we are very excited on that. And at the same time, De'Longhi has to retain this genetic, I would say, characteristic to be an innovative company. We believe we have a big know-how. The fact that we are manufacturing the majority of our product and all the product in our core category inside means accumulation of know-how, means accumulation of development of new technology that we can add to the new product that we can add to the new product that will be in the pipeline for the future. It's a critical thing, and I think is something that on which we want to invest further. An example of that, we will soon be opening, as I mentioned also in other occasion, the new innovation technical center here at the headquarters in Treviso. That is really a step up also in terms of capabilities for our team to develop new products and so on, and we want to further invest on that. We identified, obviously, enablers for the strategy that you see listed there. Sustainability is one of them. Digital, obviously, is very important. I didn't mention indeed as all the key project that we believe have to be landed to make happen what we have foreseen in the medium-term plan, but there are several projects that obviously in different areas that have been identified, and some of them are already in execution, and we believe are very important to give us another push for the future. And I put at the center always people. People are, what will make the difference for us. The investment on the brand help us also to attract better people, to retain the right people. I'm very happy personally on what I see on that side, and we have more and more that will be done to develop our people internally and to make sure that we are attracting the right talents from the outside. The top of the temple is mentioned what I was saying before. We have a strategy on the long run, but the focus, the plus is very important, is the execution. And that's where, we are all very committed to deliver. We know that in front of us, we have market that remain very volatile. We know that obviously there are difficulties that we encounter that were not foreseen. But also we know that we have a clear vision. We know that we have the capabilities and we know that we have this entrepreneurial spirit to face also this challenging situation that has been proven also last year for De'Longhi to be very successful in a very challenging environment. All these, it was in short, a bit to prepare the presentation that you will see later. I hope you will appreciate the quality of the work that we are doing. We also took the opportunity to define some targets on our plan. Obviously, markets are changing fast. We will need to be always very flexible and adapt to the situation. but also we want to have a vision, and we want to have a vision translated in numbers that I believe are important for all of us, because they give us a clear direction we want to go. And all these numbers have been obviously then, you know, now granularly spread in all the organization with clear objective for all the people in the group. Now, I want to thank you, and again, to take the opportunity to thank you again for your participation, for accepting the invitation. Now, we will have a 5 minutes break, so to prepare the next presentation. So in 5 minutes from now, we'll come back soon to the, with the next presentation about our commercial strategy.